welcome back to the Otis Cast. It's your babe OT, you all know. If this is your first time here, thank you for tuning in. And if this is not, thank you for always tuning in, you guys. What is going on? Like, what's going on? I'm excited today, and this is 2 episodes in 1 month. Do you know, I'm trying to compensate for I think February and March, because if you check very well, you guys, I did not record any episode in February and in March. So yeah, I hope you guys forgive me now. I don't know what I'm not here to say anything specific, but you know that last time I told you people that I was going to talk about as a guy, and I needed like a male figure so that you guys can hear from both, you know, gender. But today, the person that was supposed to record this with me, he came, we forgot, so he have gone back. And I don't want to further waste people's time, because I must release an episode this month again. Yes, I plan on releasing like at least 3 episodes every month. I'm not promising you guys anything, please, okay? I am just going to. I did not say I promise I am going to. I said I am going to try, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you guys for all the reviews. And I don't post reviews. I don't know why. I stopped doing it. But I think I'm going to start posting more reviews. And yeah, let's just see. Let's see how that goes. Now, first of all, you guys are going to hear like my own perspective on this. Like, I would really like, I should not. I don't think I should. I don't want to record this episode today. I don't want to record this topic today. I think I'm going to do it. I must do it with a male figure, and I must find like a time for me and the male figure to come in and, you know, discuss. Yeah, but anywho, how are you guys doing? Happy new month, happy Easter. Hope people are good. I've been on TikTok back to back, and my bank account is hitting it hot. I really didn't like it. I wouldn't lie to you people. I love TikTok so much, but if you're not careful, my dear, your money would just be going, and you don't know. So, and my favorite right now, my favorite sound on TikTok is celeb, celeb, or Father Bernard. Let me know what your favorite sound on TikTok is. Let me know. I want to know. But right now it's Father Bernard, because that Father Bernard is going. Father Bernard, yeah, I feel like those people. That one I did nothing. God have mercy on me. Why? Well, I think I posted one on my Snapchat, and it was this masquerade thing falling, and I never knew that they used to get like, you know, let me never say it. I don't want to say it. Anywho, how have you guys been? I hope you guys enjoyed your Easter break and everything. I don't know. I enjoyed my own, because I went to church. I served. I took care of like children today, like, oh my God. And they were so happy, because we played this Holy Spirit song for them, and they were dancing, and they were so cute. I am in tenderfooters. So tenderfooters, they are like within the age range of like, I think 0 to 10 months to 1 year. 2 years, yeah. I mean, 1 year to like, I don't know, but they are like children, they are the tiny ones. Yours, some of them don't even know how to talk yet. Some of them, they're just they just like grind their milk teeth, and it's so cute. Every time I see them, I just laugh. Ooh, today was hectic in church. I'm not gonna lie to you. Today was very hectic, but we pulled through. As I'm talking to you guys, I'm trying to think about something that I'd like to talk about. But I don't know. I don't know what I want to talk about. I really don't know. Holy Spirit. Anyways, let me tell you guys. Oh, I'm so excited. I've started building up my makeup kits. And you guys, it is not easy to build your makeup kits. Because tell me why I got 3 products for 28,000 naira. Please, only 3 products. And if you see them, they are so tiny. Like, tell me why I got like just 2 foundations, 2 small foundations, and 1 stick foundation for 28k. Somebody explain to me, why is it that expensive? Is it on makeup? Aren't we going to clean it up later? What's going on? Bro, I feel like I'm not trying to spoil my business, so, but but I feel like you just take care of your skin. I mean, it's more expensive, but still, I don't know. No, don't take care of your skin, please. So are you? I don't know what I'm saying, but I feel like you should just take care of your skin, and maybe if you still want makeup, like, go for it. Honestly speaking, go for it. But take care of your skin. Even if you now do makeup, it's going to still look flawless and good. But if you take care of your skin, you won't need that much makeup, except you're going for like a wedding and you need to be beat to the gods. Okay, yeah, you cannot do that. But take care of your skin. So somehow it's more expensive, but still, it's worth it. It's better as far as I'm concerned, Sha. So what else? I bought makeup stuffs. And my God, what in the world? It's crazy. Let me tell you guys the things I've got. I've gotten 3 foundations, but one is a stick foundation. I've gotten lip palettes, I've gotten micellar water, I have gotten brushes. Oh God, I can't wait for my brushes to come. Like, the way I'm waiting for 26th of April is doing me jiggy 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 in my stomach, because I can't wait for, like, I don't know why I'm so excited, but I cannot wait for my brushes to come. Like, when they come, the way I'm going to smell them, kiss them, keep them, baby them, because I just know those brushes are going to be sick. Like, they're going to be sickening. Like, they're going to look good. Yes. So let me just cool down. Let me breathe in and out. I can't wait for them to come. Yes. So I've gotten brushes and yaddy. And yeah, I'm still building it up. If you're a makeup artist and you're listening to me, Omo, trust me, you're doing your very best. Like, for you to even have clients, you're doing your best. Because right now, me, I'm trying to build my clientele, and damn, girl, it's not easy at all. It's not easy at all. See, nothing about being a makeup artist is easy, but it's when you do it and you feel like very fulfilled and like satisfied that makes it, like, it's just like that saying, when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I don't know if I got it, but yeah, that's how just it is for me. So when you just love makeup, like, it doesn't feel like you're working. That's how it has been. I have had a lot, people don't even understand, I've had a lot of struggles with models like, particularly models, because looking for models in this ABJ is like pouring water inside baskets. I'm telling you, you will sweat, you will text people, you will delete chat, I'm telling you guys my personal experience. So you will look for people, you will even go to men and look for people through men, as in you will ask your guy friends, oh, do you know any babe? And the guy friends I have, they have babes, but most of them, they are busy, or they are doing something, or they are doing this, and some of them don't even know any. Like, let me know. This is beautiful. The Holy Spirit is like, I love God so much. Let me tell you guys. Let me just people something. So I'm not going to mention this person's name, but if you listen, if you are this person and you are Osato's friend and you listen to this podcast, you listen to this episode. That I don't know what it's going to be titled at the end, but if you listen to this episode, you know who you are. But I'm not going to call your name out. So what do you guys think about guys that don't have friends as girls because they think they are not like worth it, or they're not like their self-esteem is like They just don't think that girls can be their friends because they are not that guy. They don't feel like they are that guy, that kind of guy. Mind you, this person is dark-skinned. This person is tall. Hey, God, very good. Men, sometimes, like, I don't know. What is wrong? What's wrong with this generation? Not even this generation, because I feel like whether you're fine or you're ugly in this generation, you must have friends. You must have friends. I feel like anybody that is even also a friend to someone because of aesthetics or because of how fine or how pretty they look or money, I just feel like you're dumb. Because what if, like, that money leaves? What if the money leaves? What if something happens to the person, God forbid, and the person's aesthetics, let me say they lose one of their leg, or they lose one of their eyes, or like, what happens then, girl? You stop being friends? Are you a joke? Are you a joke? Please, answer that question if you are that kind of person, okay? But please don't stop listening to my podcast because I broke your table. Okay, so back to where I started from. So this person thinks, oh, he's not that kind of person. Like, his self-esteem, like, he just feels like girls can be his friend. To walk up to a girl is just very, very, ugh. Like, it's not like, ugh for him. Like, it's not ugh for him. But it's like, the girl is not going to talk to me back, or she may want to embarrass me, or like, basically, he's scared of girls. He's not scared. He's scared. I think from discussion we had, that I can remember, I think he is kind of scared because people are going to, like, girls, when he walks up to a girl for, like, to just be her friend, when he walks up to a girl, like, he feels like the girl is just going to be like, snub him or this. Right now, people are being friends with people anyhow. They don't give a damn. Like, whether you're fine or you're ugly or you're pretty or you're handsome or, like, nobody gives a shit. Just be a good person. Just be a good person. And everybody's really, like, nobody cares about ugly people again. I don't know. Don't quote me anywhere, but this is what I think I'm gonna say. I don't think people really care about ugly people anymore. They just be like, oh, this person is ugly. Meanwhile, nobody is ugly because today is Easter. Jesus died for everyone. Nobody is ugly in the eyes of God. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, but like, nobody is ugly because, I mean, everybody's beautiful. Wonderfully and beautifully made by Christ, by God. If I see Christ. Wonderfully and beautifully made by God. So yeah. And what was I saying before? Nobody's really ugly. So if you think you're ugly, that's why people are not talking to you. You need to check your own self. You may be the one running away from people that are, or that want to be your friend, or that want to talk to you. And also, how you see yourself matters a lot. And I never used to care about all this saying, all this how you see yourself matters a lot, love yourself so others can love you. Like, I never used to care about them, but I never used to care because, like, I never, like, thought of them, and I was not ready to understand. But recently, I understand what it means, and I don't know how to break it down because it's so self-explanatory. Like, when I don't know how to say it again, when you love yourself, people will love you. Like, people will love you, and people will treat you how you treat yourself. Yeah, and it's so true. Like, it's very true. Don't underestimate that statement. So, and also another point for the guys, okay, guys. You people that are saying, oh, girls don't want to be your friend. Maybe there are girls out there that want to be your friend. But you are the one only going to girls that want, like, because you want to. Or looking at a girl just because of, there's an English. I know that there's an appropriate way to put this statement. But what's going on with you? Wait. Woo. This shit is busting my medulla. Okay, let me put it well. Now, guys, check yourself, because it may just be that you are the one causing this problem for yourself. Why? You may be moving to girls for the sole purpose of just dating, and then they'll turn you down. And you say, oh, all girls don't. Like, what if you just move to the babe just because you want to be her friend first? At least. Then you'll be able to build some character, some game. You know, like, you see, I found out that when you just be a guy's friend, when you're just a guy's friend for being a guy's friend, you actually get to have many friends. Like, when you just meet a guy and approach a guy just because you want to be his friend, you actually get to meet many guy friends. I'm speaking from a girl's point of view. Now, and it's the same thing. It's vice versa for the guys. When you meet girls just to be your friend, you actually get a lot of girlfriends. I'm not talking about relationship girlfriends, as in friends that are like girls that are your friends. Yes, so check yourself as a guy. Check yourself. Are you moving to girls because you want to date this one or shift this one's pints? Ask yourself that question, brother. Okay, instead of moving to the girl just because you want to be her friend, period. Drops mic. So yeah, this my friend told me this, and I was very shocked. I was like, what? This guy told me this, and I was like, damn it. Because you're good, like, he's a good athlete, you know, he knows how to do this, do that, play plenty instruments, you know, all these things. And like, what does that even mean? I mean, if you can run well, I don't know, I will be your friend. I am ready to be your friend. I'm not joking. I'm ready to be your friend, though. If you can play basketball, forget about it. I'm your friend. I'm serious. So, like, I feel like you should check yourself. You should work on yourself as a person, instead of saying, so that when all these things happen, safe. And some girls can be very, very horrible sometimes. Like, no doubt. Some girls, you can just walk up to them and they'll be like, psh. And it they happen, even with guys, it they happen. So don't take it personal as a guy if you're listening to me. Honestly, don't take it personal. Just move on to your life. You'll be like, oh, you know, how do you Gen Z's say these things? Oh, if it was never meant to be, then I mean, it happened because it was never meant to be. Yeah, the East happened because it was never meant to be. Okay, so just take it like that and move on. Okay, please, bombastic side eye. You, if she gives you bombastic side eye, give her bombastic side eye too. Give her criminal offensive side eye too. What's the big deal? Everybody will side eye each other. Okay. So that's it. That I don't know, like, I don't know if I said a lot or enough, but I just wanted to talk, so I will put out an episode at the same time, don't put out rubbish. So I if you're a guy, please, what did I even talk about today? Being a makeup artist, how I enjoyed my Easter, and being a guy that thinks he doesn't have, I don't know how I put it, but yeah, being a guy. So yeah, if you're a makeup artist, you're doing well. You are right where you need to be. You're doing well. You have done yourself, and keep doing what you love doing. Okay. If you enjoyed Easter, shout out to you. I did too. Only that I know it's Easter rice because I'm not in my parents' house. I eat Easter Indomie though. I eat Easter Indomie. Then, if you are a guy, stop being insecure, okay? Just stop. I swear, so that you'll not regret it later. It's not as if, okay, like, you're insecure, we get it, but like, stop. I don't know how to put it. I don't know if you guys have seen Sipni Sayo. She said, if you're poor, just stop being poor. Like, stop being poor. That guy is crazy. But like, that's what I mean. Like, stop. I know it's not easy. You know, something happened that led to you being insecure. It could even be your family that said this about you that made you start feeling insecure. And it's fine. If, see, are you an African boy or a girl? It's like, it's a normal thing, even if it's not supposed to be normal. But it's normal. It's fine. Like, just know that, yeah, they pointed it out, but it's not true. Or even if it's true, you can change it. If you cannot change it or you can't control it, leave it alone and move on. Stop hammering on it. Stop hammering on, oh, you know, I don't know. Girl, please, okay? Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's the end of this episode. I think I tried. I love you all for listening. Please subscribe. We are on 499, please. And I'm so excited, even though I've been very inconsistent. Thank you all for listening. Always listening to Yagia. I love you so much. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. That's not the song, but like, you get it. Peace out. Bye. Mwah!